Hi, this is Debbie Voiles, coach at Mojo for Running with the Beginner Runner Village podcast episode number 19, the five reasons you need a training schedule. Before I continue, today I want to explain the link between Mojo for Running and Beginner Runner Village. About 6 years ago, I wrote a book titled After Your First 5K. It was for people who had just finished at least one 5K and were looking for direction as regards the next steps they needed to take to improve their running to either get better at 5Ks or to prepare for longer distances, if that was their goal. Unfortunately, that book is now out of print, but I'm hoping to publish the second edition before year end. Once I'd written that book, I started the Mojo for Running website, and at about the same time, I decided to start a podcast, and that was my first podcast, Mojo for Running. That podcast is for runners of all levels, but its audience is mainly what I would call middle-of-the-pack runners. It covers everything from nutrition to how to decide whether you're ready for a half marathon or a marathon, how to stay motivated, and many other topics. As of this moment, in March of 2015, there are 74 episodes in iTunes, and you can also hear them on the Mojo for Running website. If you're enjoying this podcast but are looking for more advanced information, then please check out that other podcast, Mojo for Running, in either iTunes or Stitcher. Just do a search for Mojo for Running, that's Mojo, M-O-J-R, and it should come up. Now, onto the topic of this podcast, five reasons why you need a training schedule. I'm going to sprinkle in several quotes about the value of a schedule along the way, and here is the first. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Benjamin Franklin. Number one, it will motivate you to have a schedule. When you have a plan laid out, it's like a work of art. It's a guide. I don't know about you, but I'm the type of person who wants to see into the future. Of course, no one can do that, but with a plan, we can see into the next several weeks or even several months. We can watch it unfold in our minds. Training without a plan is like leaving on a trip without a map. It's unsettling, to say the least. When you were in college, did you map out what classes you'd be taking each semester for the years ahead? I did. Didn't that give you a feeling of confidence? You know, there are two kinds of goals, long-term goals and process goals. Process goals are the ones you definitely know you can achieve. They're goals that are completely under your control. We could call brushing your teeth a process goal, albeit on the simplest level. But the point is that you're in complete control of whether or not that gets done. Achieving the running on your schedule for a particular day might be a little more difficult, but it is still almost always completely under your control. If you have a schedule, you really want to stick to it. I suggest keeping a record of every day that you do exactly what your schedule prescribes. Keep a big calendar on the wall and make a giant red X on each day that you do what your schedule prescribes. You will not want to disappoint yourself. And therein lies the motivation. And now, another quote. If you don't know where you're going, you'll wind up someplace else. That's from Yogi Berra. Number two, it will hold you accountable. If you have something written down in ink, it's harder to back down from the plan because you'll feel like you're letting yourself down. Your plan tells you specifically what to do, and if you don't do it, it's like not doing your homework. But it's even worse than in school because you're the instructor now. You're the one letting you down, and you can't argue that. You made or chose the plan. It is what you thought was best when you planned it weeks before. Now here's another quote. When you establish a destination by defining what you want, then taking physical action by making choices that move you towards that destination, the possibility for success is limitless. And arrival at the destination is inevitable. That's from Steve Mirabelli. Number three, your training will be more successful because it will be logical. It's a bad idea to plan your day's workout on the day you plan to do it. That doesn't take into account your grand plan. No, your schedule should be carefully thought out, cover at minimum several weeks, and be built around achieving your goal by utilizing the hard, easy principle of training and the once weekly long run principle. Although if you're in the very, very early stages of beginning to run, you probably won't even have incorporated a weekly long run yet. I'll talk about how to build a schedule in the next podcast, but if you do it right, you will have a plan that gradually and realistically moves you toward your goal with systematic increases in intensity. If you try to train without a schedule, you'll likely have a helter-skelter training pattern. If you don't have a written schedule, you're likely to increase your mileage too quickly or suddenly. This can easily lead to injury, or at the very least, it can lead to you wearing yourself out and training too hard instead of gradually increasing intensity. If you're fortunate enough that you do that and you don't get hurt, you will likely still be hurting for days afterwards. What I mean is sore and uncomfortable for days afterwards, and then it'll make your training more uncomfortable on those days, meaning you won't enjoy it. And anytime that happens, you're risking losing motivation. Here's another quote. Living your life without a plan is like watching TV while somebody else is holding the remote control. That's from Peter Turla. Number 4, it will help you plan your races. If you plan your schedule weeks, or better yet, months ahead, then you can incorporate races the right way. This is critical because it's fine to race while you're still becoming a runner, but your schedule should be adjusted to take the race into consideration. There's a right way and a wrong way to train during the week before and after a race. It's a bad idea to do a race on the spur of the moment, but it's perfectly fine to do so if you plan it ahead of time and incorporate it into your training plan or your schedule. Now another quote. Don't let the fear of the time it will take to accomplish something stand in the way of your doing it. The time will pass anyway. We might just as well put that passing time to the best possible use. That's from Earl Nightingale. When you have a schedule, you'll have a plan for the time between when you set your goal and when you attain it, and that will make the trip much more comfortable. Number 5. When life gets in the way, it won't be as hard to get back in your groove. If you have a schedule, you'll find the peace of mind that you'll know where to pick up. You'll find that you have peace of mind that you'll know where to pick up after something derails your training for a few days or even a few weeks, which will happen. It's a given. You have to accept that. When one of the kids gets sick, or you have to work overtime for a few weeks, or you get sick, or your parents get sick, you'll have a visual reference point. You'll be able to see where you stopped, and the thing to do, by the way, in this case, if you miss a week or more, is to drop back in your schedule a week or 2 weeks, and then jump back in. Repeating the last couple of weeks, I find that when people have a plan, then those times are not as mentally painful, because they can still see, visually, where they are in that continuum of training. And seeing what is already behind them helps tremendously. It provides a sense of security. Now, I have a huge announcement. I often listen to audiobooks while I run. I've probably listened to 100 or more since it became easy to find books and listen to them via an app on my smartphone. I've been a member of Audible.com for years. If you'd like to give it a try, go to audiblefreetrial.com/mojo to get a 1 month free trial. It's a great way to stay entertained while you run. Have you ever been in the car when a particularly good song is on the radio and you don't get out right away because you want to hear the end of the song? Well, you'll likely find that the same thing happens when you're listening to a book while running. I've run extra miles more than a few times because I didn't want to stop listening to my Audible book. Now, one last quote. A goal without a plan is just a wish. Antoine de Saint-Exupéry.